Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Rocco Daniele joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, everybody.
So Rocco started and runs a hair product company, Kennedy, called Uplift Provisions Company. Apparently, they make hairstyling and care products. You know, I use a lot of hairstyling products in my bald head.
Yeah, you're plugged into the business.
Yes, I am. Rocco, it's your story of why you are deserving a membership into the Good Vibe Tribe today. Tell us about yourself and what's been going on in your life.
Yeah, firstly, thanks for having me, guys. And I'm an open book. So I've been cutting hair since I was 14 years old. I grew up a lot in barbershops and salons with my aunt and my past brother-in-law. I started really just fitting in. I was moving around a lot as a kid, and it was something for me to find, to be creative, get outside myself. And we had a lot of loss in our family, and we were going through, you know, some tough times. And one thing about, you know, cutting hair, it was always just like an outlet for me to just get out and be creative. We started making products after I got sober about almost 9 years ago. I had lost a couple sisters to addiction as well. So we started working in recovery and helping those that have been affected by addiction. And, you know, the purpose of Uplift, it's a byproduct of a way of life, you know, for me. And we are no use to others unless we take care of ourselves. And that starts in the morning with how you take care of yourself. And then, you know, everything else follows.
Can you speak to how something as simple as we might think, as simple as a haircut, can help someone who is struggling with many things?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think confidence is key. You know, life is hard, and we're very hard on ourselves. And just me being in a barber chair myself, we have two barber shops, and, you know, I do like to go and just escape and just sit, and it's the one time that I can be at peace and almost like meditative state without looking at my phone. And when I get out of there, I feel great. I feel refreshed. I feel cleansed. And I think that's how we created the products, you know, seeing Uplift in your shower or in your bathroom. Uplift means to help others around you. And they say when, you know, the oxygen mask goes down, you got to put it on yourself before you help the people next to you. And that's something that means a lot to me.
Why is it so important to you as a recovering addict to kind of reach back in and help pull people out through Uplift? And why is it important for you to share your story openly?
That's another great question. I think you have to return what was given to you. And we've, you know, not to get dark, but we've lost a lot of friends and a lot of close people. And we've only really lost good people. And I try to live my life in a certain way in principles, you know, to live their legacy, to show that there is hope to get better. And, you know, my tribe, as you would say it, you know, we're full of success stories. I have a lot of friends that are highly successful now. The more they give back, the more the universe gives back to them, whether that's real estate or recovery centers, entrepreneurs, you name it. It's a pretty amazing community if you, you know, have the right right prescription on for your glasses. You can see there's a lot more out there.
Okay, so it's upliftprovisionsco.com is the website. If you want to learn more about this company and what they're doing, I'm on the website right now, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And I love this tagline, fueled by passion and purpose. Mm-hmm. 750,000 happy customers, 5 stars.
And I love that you can go get your hair cut and go to a meeting in the same place. It's so convenient.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the website too, Carson. I'm going to get you some signature pomade.
Come on, we can use that on the, we got to have something for the beard in there, right?
Yeah. We even put inspirational quotes on all the products that kind of helped me through my journey, you know, especially early on in recovery. I was working with different people, whether that's in meditation and stuff. So a lot of those quotes that are on the products really are close to my heart. And, you know, it's definitely helped me. So I hope it helps somebody else.
So go to upliftprovisionsco.com if you want to find out more about them. And Rocco, you and your entire team are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. And please let us know if we can ever be of service again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon, Rocco. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So some sad news from Hollywood. Val Kilmer has passed away at 65 years old. He famously played, you know, one of the Batman in Batman Forever. Yep. He played Jim Morrison in The Doors. I grew up on him from Real Genius and
I forgot about that.
Iceman, baby. Yes.
And to all of that. Top Gun, he was in Top Gun Maverick because Tom Cruise felt it very important to have him there, even though he couldn't speak and they had to use computer-generated stuff to make that work. But he wanted him to be there. The Saint, terrible movie. I love it so much. And, of course, Tombstone.
Is there...
3.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry. Why, Johnny Ringo. You look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
So good.
His daughter Mercedes shared that he passed on Tuesday due to pneumonia. He was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014, but he beat cancer. But lots of surgeries ensued and lots of that. He survived by 2 children. From his ex-wife, Joanne Wally. And I just, you know, I followed him on Instagram, and he was such a good follow because regardless of his health problems and what his face started to look like and his inability to speak properly, he was still so positive, and he just was living life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was traveling. He was going places. They would be just sitting around his apartment, and he'd be like, hey, guys, what's up? Just want to have a chat.
Right.
So I think he lived every piece
so
of
young.
Life.
65 years old is so young.
His role as Doc Holliday in Tombstone is probably top 5 all time for me. He did it so perfectly. And it's one of my favorite acting roles of all time. Mm. He was amazing.
I agree. Go back and watch his stupid stuff, though. Go watch, what is it? Top Secret. terrible.
I don't think I've seen Top Secret.
Top Secret or Real Genius. Real
oh,
Genius.
I love Real Genius.
Top 10. 10 out of 10.
No, when he chops his teeth in Top Gun, when he, you know, he's like, that's amazing that that's a core memory of our lives, is some guy chopping his teeth down. That's incredible acting.
Well, it was that male on male aggression that was just, woo, was just, go get sweaty and play volleyball.
Beach volleyball to the death.
Come on. In jeans. What are you thinking? So as much as I would like to stop talking about Morgan Wallen, I can't. More stories coming out about his Saturday Night Live experience. Apparently they asked him to be in one of the pre-recorded things that they do on SNL, and he refused. He was asked, but he declined, so Joe Jonas stepped in instead. According to Page Six, he was not super friendly on set. They had hopes he would do the pre-tape and perhaps more, but no joy. Wallen did what he was asked by performing as musical guest, but that was the extent of it, that he did the same thing for the dress rehearsal, did his rehearsal, walked right off, didn't talk to anybody or whatever. I'm so over it. But let me tell you that the whole Get Me to God's Country thing,
it's become
he's now selling merch.
Right.
And like, people posting things.
The
like,
internet memes are fire.
They are.
Like at a Chili's restaurant, Get Me to God's Country.
There's a picture of Arby's with a sale, and it's like, Get Me to God's Country.
10 out of 10 agree.
For $6.99 or something.
10 out of 10 agree.
Yeah. They're all so good.
The internet doesn't miss.
But here we are. And just really quick.
And doesn't he know Charlestown is God's country? What was he thinking? We all know that.
I'm sure the South would disagree.
Yeah, that's totally what he meant.
Yes,
when
he
left
Charlestown.
New York to get down south was to think about a Boston. And just really, really quick. So Hollywood studios are making their case for theater going with a little help from John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, and the newly announced stars to play them. So CinemaCon is happening right now, big trade show in Vegas, and they are doing four biopics. I don't want to get in a fight about it. From the perspective of each member of the Beatles, Paul Mescal will be Paul McCartney. Joseph Quinn will be George Harrison. Barry Keoghan will be Ringo Starr. And Harris Dickinson will be John Lennon. All four films will premiere April 2028, calling it the first bingeable theater experience.
Wow, that's an incredible way to do
really
it.
It sounds really interesting. The internet was not pleased with their casting choices.
Why is that?
They don't think that they look like them.
Well, yeah, Hollywood will take care of that.
They haven't done the thing. Yeah, exactly. It was just four guys wearing black.
Yeah,
that's not what they're going to look like. There are ways to make people look a certain kind of way.
They got years to figure that
so
out.
So just
that's cool, though. So it'll be four separate movies, but then all connected together?
Correct. Like four
Marvel Cinematic Universe with the Beatles?
You know, how they each...
Beetleverse.
Well, they were all very different people, and they were all beloved, and everybody had their favorite and all that. So that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Dan, we've lost our contestant.
Awesome. Hold on.
I just looked down to grab them on the phone. Try line two, Dan. Hang on. I think I got it. I got it. All right. Kevin Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ursina from Salem.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
I sure will. Kennedy, will you please exit the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you're going to win the money. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that, unfortunately, is a loss for you, okay?
Got it.
Here we go. Question number one. Jennifer Lawrence has officially given birth to her second child with husband Cook Maroney. What is her character's name in The Hunger Games?
Katniss Everdeen.
Gene Simmons, in typical Gene Simmons fashion, says, and I quote, "It's better be rich than poor, it really is. And if you're a miserable blank, it's still better to be a rich, miserable blank." Gene Simmons is famous for having a particularly long body part. Which one is it?
His tongue.
Superstar Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter announced that he died of pneumonia at the age of 65. What was Val's call sign in the two Top Gun movies?
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Question number four. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Jif is the most popular peanut butter brand in America. Which is second?
I would say Skippy.
Question number five. In an interview, Lil Nas X says it was Camila Cabello who helped him get his confidence back when it was time to kick off his new Dream Boy era. What is the name of Lil Nas X's debut album that also happens to be his first name?
I don't know.
Me either. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
This is new information to me. I didn't know that was his name.
You didn't know that?
Nope. All right.
Nope. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Cool jacket today, Kennedy.
Thanks. I got it at the Goodwill. Popping tags.
Arsenio got 3 out of 5, I believe.
Damn. Well done.
These are tough, Kennedy. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence has officially given birth to her second child. What is your character's name in The Hunger Games?
Katniss Everdeen.
Tied at 1. Gene Simmons, in typical Gene Simmons fashion, says, quote, "It's better to be rich than poor, it really is, and if you're a miserable blank, it is still better to be a rich, miserable blank."
He should know.
Gene Simmons is famous for having a particularly long body part. Which one is it?
Tongue.
Tied
at
2.
No hesitation.
Superstar Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter announced that he died of pneumonia at the age of 65. What was his call sign in the two Top Gun movies?
Iceman.
You're dangerous, Maverick.
3-2. Question number 4. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Jif is the most popular peanut butter brand in America. Which is second?
Skippy.
4-3. Question number 5. In an interview, Lil Nas X says it was Camila Cabello who helped him get his confidence back when it was time to kick off his new Dream Boy era. What is the name of Lil Nas X's debut album that also happens to be his first name?
Oh, I don't remember.
I didn't either. I never heard it before. Montero.
Montero.
Oh, Montero.
Yep.
Montero.
It was also one of the singles that we played from
him.
Sure
I knew it was the name of the song, but I just didn't know that was his name.
That's what I'm here for, to educate America.
I appreciate that, Dan. That
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Arsenio, you don't get the cash, but you're not walking away without a prize. We have a pair of tickets for you to see Shucked April 8th, playing at the Citizens Opera House. Shucked is the Tony Award-winning musical, sure to satisfy your appetite for great musical theater. For tickets, go to BroadwayInBoston.com. But those are your for free, so you enjoy that show, okay?
I'm so excited for those. Thank you.
Yes, 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 yes. You are welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I want to say to all of you, thank you for always keeping things positive. And I am Orsina from Salem, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Those Kennedy a creeper in the kindest way possible?
I think I might be.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You can call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. And I think we've all done this. I just did this last week. I thought about somebody from my past. I was like, I wonder what they're up to nowadays. And I went to Facebook. I typed in their name. Couldn't find anything. Checked to make sure I had the spelling right. And then I went to LinkedIn, typed in their name there. Didn't find anything. And at that point, I was like, all right. And I moved on with my life.
You don't know how to search the internet.
That is not the way Kennedy operates.
So who are you creeping on?
So much as you say, I kind of live in nostalgia land a lot. When you live by yourself and you're not like surrounded by people talking about new things, you know, you kind of go back in your head for old things. And I was, as a child, from the time I was in utero until I was in college, we vacationed south of Virginia Beach at a place called Sandbridge. Every year we were there for weeks, sometimes a month.
Wow.
You know, the same kids go at the same time every year. So we made friends. You know, all of my firsts happened there. You know, like it was just a place where I have lots of wonderful memories. And a couple of years, there was this family, who these two sisters, they were from Charlottesville, Virginia. And we hung out those 2 years. And I went and visited them in Charlottesville. And, you know, and like many single-serving friends, especially back before the internet, where you had to actually write letters or call on the mom's phone.
Right. Get permission to call long distance.
You know, life moves along. So they had, I couldn't ever forget their names because they were rather unique names. And I was like, well, let me just take a looky-look. So I found the sister right away. And then through a little more searching and digging, I found the sister who was my age, who I'd hung out with. And
when you say more searching
and
digging.
Thank you, Dan. I was about to ask the same question.
Okay, well, I found the first sister on Facebook first thing.
Okay.
Right away.
Yeah.
You just have to know how to search properly. But then, you know, through searching, so then you have to go through like her friends, mm-hmm. and see if they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then And then I have a website that I pay for that I can look up stuff, because sometimes in this job people say weird things and I need to know who's talking to me. But that's how I found her.
So you pay for like a...
Yeah, like a verified thing, yeah.
Oh, so you're like a platinum member of the creep status.
Yeah, totally. Only because people made me do it because they were creeping first.
How much does that cost you?
I don't even know. So not a lot. It's not a lot, I can assure you.
It's just like a subscription every month. Yeah. It just comes out.
Yeah.
And anytime you want to look somebody up,
yeah,
you just go in. And it gives you what? Home address? All this, like, everything. Social security number, everything?
No. Gosh, no. Just like, you know, addresses that are on file, phone numbers that were on file, social media.
I've seen it happen. You text this text line talking junk, she finds you immediately. You're not anonymous.
I said what I said. So in any event, if we could stay on topic.
This is on topic, actually. This is a part of it.
Would you like to hear the email that I sent her?
Yes.
Okay, first and foremost, I found out she lives in Newton.
That's wild.
And that to me was the universe saying, yes, this is important.
That's
to happen.
A sign, yeah.
Hi there. Not to sound like a complete psycho, but did you and your sister vacation at Sandbridge Beach back in the 80s? And you lived in Charlottesville? I feel like we hung out during our vacations and I visited you in Virginia. If this isn't you, I apologize. I was thinking about past summer vacations and I thought of that summer. Anyway, if this isn't you, my apologies and have a great day.
So you sent that via email?
Yeah. Well,
so you didn't
I didn't send her a letter.
Well, I mean, I just meant you didn't like find her on Facebook.
No, she I couldn't find on Facebook. I found her sister, but not her.
Right. So you didn't think to just maybe send her sister a message? And
no. Because I was friends with her more than the sister.
Because you had that you know, service that
Why
you
not?
Pay for. That
it's
you
not hard to find
deeper.
Somebody's Gmail address, honestly.
If you pay
they're,
for it.
No, not really. They're all registered in Gmail. Anyway, I digress. She says, yes, I did go to Sandbridge. Are you in Boston? How did you put this together? Didn't we go dress shopping in Richmond? Curious.
Curious.
To which I say, holy crap, I cannot believe this. Yes, we went dress shopping. Didn't we have a luau party in the basement of my beach house? I swear, the memories, they're pouring in. What was the name of that friend who came with you? I can't dig that one out of my brain. As to how I put it all together, this is how my brain works. I get focused, I go down a rabbit hole, I do a Google search, and bam, here I am. I will make a great PI in my next life.
It's elementary, dear Watson.
Yes, I'm in Boston. I live in Quincy. I do a morning show here on Boston called Carson and Kennedy. Are you in Newton? I'm out of my mind. We live this close to one another. She's like, this is ridiculous. I'm in Charlottesville with my mom right now, and we are laughing. I have pictures that I will send you when I get home. Were you from Chicago? You should become a PI. I've listened to your show. We are in Newton. I'd love to meet up for coffee. You have blown my mind. Are you married? Family? Stunned.
617-655-1234. Did Kennedy hit creeper status in the nicest way possible? But then there's another little plot twist between the two of them, because they actually got together.
We did.
Already.
Oh, yeah. And I have pictures. From 1986, Kennedy.
617-655-1234. Is Kennedy officially in the creeper status in the kindest way possible?
Or should I put out a plaque to be a PI?
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So what we've learned about Kennedy this morning on the Carson Kennedy program is that if this radio thing doesn't work out and you're a jilted lover trying to find out what's going on in your life, that you could hire Kennedy and she will find out the truth.
You don't have to be a jilted lover. There's many different reasons to search for human beings.
Well, that's a good one, though. That one's just salacious and fun. So, Kennedy, creeper status, yes or no, and in the kindest way possible, she got on the internet and didn't stop at Facebook and LinkedIn and the Google search. No.
Well, all those things helped. It got me in the right direction.
Yeah, but then the service that you pay for that digs deeper. Mm-hmm. I think we've all been on that one website where it says, oh, if you subscribe here, we'll tell you everything. And we all go, man, it ain't that important.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Kennedy.
Well,
it was that important.
I've had people be... I did it for a reason, but I just stuck with it. So anyway.
I got you. Kathy, you heard Kennedy... What are you thinking? Creeper status here, trying to find an old friend?
Well, definitely creeper status, but I feel like everybody has creeper status. It's so easy these days to search, so it's available. So, I mean, I've looked endlessly on Facebook and at different websites as well, trying to find people from the past and stuff, because, you know, one person pops up and then there's a memory and you're like, oh, just like Kennedy said, like, you know, you remember people from the past and you search for them.
You didn't pay for the service to go looking for them. You got to
I
that
don't
point.
Pay for the yeah, service. Yeah, yeah,
no. yeah. But everybody has creeped.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't guy 4 years back in pictures, then I accidentally liked one. And I was like, oh my God!
No!
Unlike! I can't know I'm here.
I don't know a woman out there that doesn't do all of this stuff before they go on a date with somebody. So it's just what you do.
That's pretty normal nowadays,
100%.
I guess. Yeah. Obviously, 100%. When I was dating, that wasn't a thing. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, friend.
Let's see. Christine is from Braintree. Kennedy creeping?
Hi.
Hi.
She's definitely, absolutely, Kennedy, you are not a creeper. Not a creeper.
I'm not a creeper.
Nah, you're not a creeper.
I have an uncle, a family member, who I just recently got a car. And he texts me and says, hey, your car, VIN number, blah, 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 has a recall on it. And I said, oh, okay, thanks. I'll go to the dealership and check it out later this week. So I said, P.S., very creepy and weird. Why do you have my VIN number? And he texts back, WTF, you have a license plate. Anybody can get your VIN number. This man goes as far as when any family member, anybody, even if he knows you, if you're their neighbor, anybody, if you buy a new house or sell your house, he knows what you paid for it, when you bought it, what the status of it is. You know how they have those creepy things online that if your mortgage is being stolen, like he knows those things? You want to talk about psycho sick creeper. That's delusional.
Well, Kennedy, it seems like you have a way to go to get to that status.
At least you're not her creepy uncle.
I'm feeling much better about
that. Thank you.
I aspire to never be a creepy uncle. Thank you.
It's not a good look.
From the 603 super stalker status.
Sorry.
Let's see. Timely from Worcester. Good morning, Timely.
Hey, Timely.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What are we thinking? Kennedy a creeper?
She is a creeper in the best way possible. This is human connection, and this is what the internet was made for.
Honestly, yeah, I feel that way. Like, because as Carson alluded to, we met on Friday last week to grab a cup of coffee.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, and I walked in the door, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and it was like, she looks exactly the same. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a little more gray or whatever, but exactly the same. And just sat there and just, you know, remembering the time we spent together going, oh my God, we did do that. Oh my God, we did do that. And then just learning about her life and where she is now. And she's super happy and in a great space and great family and all of that. And that, you know, that we can continue our friendship. I don't have that many. And so like to expand that circle, I feel is really great. And I'm
glad that it worked out.
Me too.
Because it could have gone another way.
It's a good thing she's not a creeper.
That's okay. Well, you don't need to creep me. My life is all out there, and it will be there forever. I will never be private a day again in my life.
We have to be the most creepable people. Just call 5:30 to 10 all day.
You don't got
to
creep. Just click.
Thank you, Timely.
Thank you, Timely.
Kennedy, Butter from Quincy.
Butter.
Butter. Oh, my guy.
How are you, my guy?
I'm here. Fellow Quinzonian.
Yeah, baby.
How are you, Kennedy?
I'm good.
And by far, you are not a creeper, but you're a sitting duck out there, you know, and there's a lot of creeps out there who will get on the text line and stuff like that. And
which is why I got the website I got.
100%. I think it's not a bad thing for everybody out there because there's so much social media out there. People are crazy. Mm. And I just got to have you guys say hi to William, who I drive every morning. He's a big fan of you guys. Can say hi, William.
Hello.
Oh, hi, William.
Good morning, William.
I call him William, the Wonder Boy Genius. We go driving every day, and we listen to you guys. So we were hoping to play Can't Be Kennedy against you guys, but
all right.
Obviously, well, you're scared.
Yeah, Kennedy's going to type in your phone number and see if you're okay to win money or not.
You are.
Yeah, we're going to vet you first.
We're going to vet William.
anyone who drives around William is aces in my book.
Thank you, Butter.
Thanks, buddy.
Butter.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy,
yeah.
Say hey to Meg from JP.
Hello, Meg.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So, Meg, you understand how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a big old L on your forehead.
As yes, Smash Mouth once said.
All right. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear what's happening. Question number one, Maroon 5's keyboard player, Jesse Carmichael, turning 46 today. Name the song that Maroon 5 did about the Rolling Stones frontman that reached number one in America.
Moves Like Jagger.
Cardi B says her ex-husband has been harassing her for months, begging her to take him back and threatening murder-suicide. He's also been sending revenge porn of the two of them to Cardi's new man. Who is her ex?
Offset?
Question number three. Superstar Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter announced that he died of pneumonia at the age of 65. Which movie did he deliver this iconic line in? Take a listen.
Not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. Sober up. Come on, boys.
Wretched slugs. Don't any of you have the guts to play for blood?
I'm your huckleberry. That's just my game.
Name the movie.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Roadhouse?
Question number four. Maury Povich and Connie Chung say they still get it on every Sunday. He's 86, she's 78, and they've been married since 1984.
Good for them.
What was Maury Povich's famous line that he did on that show? Or what was he famous for doing on that show?
For paternity test.
Question number five. John Wick 5 has been officially confirmed with Keanu Reeves returning to the role. I told you this was happening.
He's dead, spoiler alert.
He did not die.
Leave him dead.
He's not dead. I told you he was just sleeping on those stairs.
We don't need a fifth one.
What is the name of the hotel the assassins stay in at John Wick, where no violence can occur on the grounds?
I haven't seen any of the four. Oh, okay. I don't know on that one.
Well, then that's going to be hard for you.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I knew it.
I have a lot of thoughts on this, but I don't want to derail the game.
I am so happy about this. This just made my day.
Oh, when I walk in saying Carson saying I knew it, that means I got a hearing ear full.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Meg got 3 out of 5.
Well done, Frank.
And these are super tough.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Like coming back from the dead, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Question number one, Maroon 5's keyboard player, Jesse Carmichael, turns 46 today. Can you name the song Maroon 5 did about the Rolling Stones frontman that reached number one in America?
Moves Like Jagger.
A Benny Blanco song, by the way, Kennedy.
Every song is a Benny Blanco
That's
song.
That's true. He has a lot of hits.
Or a Ryan Tedder song.
That's true.
Tied to one, question number two, Cardi B says her ex-husband has been harassing her for months, begging her to take him back, and threatening murder-suicide. He's also been sending revenge porn of the two of them to Cardi's new man.
That's illegal.
It's just all so wrong.
Who is her ex?
Offset.
Yeah, tied at two. Superstar Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter announced that he died of pneumonia at the age of 65. Which movie did he deliver this iconic line?
Not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. Sober up. Come on, boys.
Wretched slugs. Don't any of you have the guts to play for blood?
I'm your huckleberry. That's just my game.
Name the movie.
Tombstone.
3-2. It is Tombstone. Maury Povich and Connie Chung say they still get it on every Sunday. He's 86. She's 78.
Go ahead.
And they've been married since 1984. What was Maury Povich's? What was Maury Povich famous for doing on his show?
Paternity test.
Yes.
You are not the father.
4-3. Question number five. John Wick 5 has been officially confirmed with Keanu Reeves returning to the role. What is the name of the hotel the assassins stay in?
Dang it!
Where no violence can occur on the grounds.
The Continental.
It is the Continental.
Nice job. We don't need a John Wick 5. I love Keanu Reeves and I love the franchise. But it's been the same movie 4 straight times. It's the same exact movie over and over again.
What's wrong with that? They're good.
Evolve.
As long as they don't kill his dog again.
Maybe the dog's coming back this time.
The dog's coming back from the dead. Ghost dog.
Great idea, Meg. Meg, super genius.
It doesn't matter anymore. It's going to make $1 billion. Who cares? What do I know?
Kennedy gets the win, Meg. You don't get the cash. However, you did get yourself a pair of tickets. You're going to go see Shucked April 8th. Playing at the Citizens Opera House, Shucked is the Tony Award-winning musical, sure to satisfy your appetite for great musical theater. For tickets, visit BroadwayInBoston.com. So you enjoy that show, okay?
I sure will.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Meg from JP, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It really is one of the most talked about things in all of New England right now, and it is important that you pay attention. Who really does have the best accent in Boston?
It's all anyone's talking about. The streets are talking.
Yes, it's all over the news. It's in the paper. It's on the internet. Influencers are talking about it, Kennedy. It's called Townie Madness.
It's Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness, and here are your freaking four. You know, they're like the Fantastic Four, but their superpowers are drinking Dunk's Iced in the winter and being able to drive for 30 years without ever using a blinker.
We have Donnie and Dave standing by, but before we get to them, the voting is happening right now on Mix1041.com. Let's take a listen back, Kennedy.
All right.
Just to refresh your memory about who exactly is Donnie from Boston.
Hey, it's Donnie from Boston. Well, Medford and Everett. Why should I win this contest? I don't know if I should win it or not. Because I don't think we have accents. I think the rest of the world has accents, and they sound funny. Like Kennedy's from the Midwest, right? You know, you betcha, you know, Minnesota. I don't know where you're from, but there's only two seasons out there in the Midwest, winter and road repair. So I lived in Wisconsin for about 3 months before I got thrown out of there. Because of the accent, believe it or not. Worked at a place called the Outhouse Bar. Now I sell sausages, steak tips, and serving the community 8 inches of pure Italian love, loaded up with peppers and onions. I don't make any money on the food truck, but you know what it does? Gives me leverage. Because one thing we love in Boston is food and booze. And I was in both. I worked for $3 vodka for years, and now I'm slinging sausages. And I can bribe anybody with food, and they do it. So when you come to Bostonians and people that live around here, it comes down to food, booze, and bribery. If you got food and booze, you can make bribery happen with anything here in Boston. So here's the bribe. If I win the final 16, we'll pick a spot. We'll come down to station if you'll have us down there, and I'll feed you all sausages and steak tips. If I don't win, check out my website, iloveyoursausage.com. So, congratulations, whoever wins this thing.
Do not.
Sausage is here.
Don't go to that website.
Oh, don't go to that.
But I am voting for him.
That'll flag your work computer for sure.
No, it won't.
I want
his business.
I want Donnie sausages, Dan.
Children.
And then Donnie is up against Dave from Roslindale.
Hey, my fellow Bostonians. How you doing? How are you? This is Dave from Roslindale. I deserve to be the wicked winner of the Townie March Madness. Let me tell you why. Because I take pride and passion in my accent. A lot of people say they don't like it, they, you know, whatever. But I don't care. What am I supposed to do? Change the way I talk? I got the best freaking accent anywhere. North Shore, South Shore, over here, over there. I need your votes. I'll make you proud. I promise. I got to run. Going to have dinner with the mayor, the governor, a doctor from the Faulkner, and a professor from Harvard. So, I got to get going. But I'll see you later. Thank you.
Good morning to Donnie from Boston. How are you?
Good morning. I'm tired. Been up since 4 o'clock this morning. My wife's yelling at me because I walked by her bedroom, and I guess I have heavy feet, whatever that means. I just left the produce market. I'm on my way to Pianodosi Bread to get the bread. Then I'm going to get sausages. Then I'm going to Hanscom. How's your day going?
Well, I was
I, too, have been up since 4, but I don't have a wife to yell at me. I'm sorry.
I got up at 4, and my wife wasn't in my bed. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, we don't stay in the same bedroom because I snore and I can't sleep with a CPAP machine on. I have that thing on for like 10 minutes and then it's across the room. So we just have conjugal.
You're speaking my language.
In her own room on the other side of the house.
And we have Dave from Roslindale. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Carson, how are you?
What's up, Dave?
What's up?
How's your morning going?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Dave the Uber driver. I got Dave on the phone.
Yes.
And the first thing he said to me is like, I listened to that one you did with the other two yesterday.
Right.
Are you going to ask me about my favorite Boston movie? So I can give him equal time.
All right, Dave. What's your favorite Boston movie?
The Departed, for sure.
Oh, The Departed.
Oh, dude. What a good movie. You got to see that movie. If you haven't seen it, awesome movie.
That's... Dave, you remind me of David Allen Boucher. Like, next time I'm with my wife, I want to have you on the phone and just talking to me about something.
Some bedtime magic.
You got a great voice. Yeah. Remember that guy, David Allen Boucher?
I love
Nobody
David
knows what he looks like.
Oh, I love David Allen Boucher.
He works for our company.
Yeah. I've actually met him in person before. The nicest guy.
Dave, you definitely sound like you should do in a late night show. Like Dave's.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
A lot of people have said I got a face for radio, though.
So, Dave, how is it going trying to get people to vote for you? Because Kennedy was sharing with us off the air that it is very close.
You guys are separated by like 2 digits of numbers. Like, it's really
small.
It's
a very close vote.
So,
yeah. Everybody's voting. I've been talking to everybody. Everybody's voting.
How about you, Donnie? You rallying up the people to get you to vote for you?
When you sell the sausages, do you be like, vote for me? Do you have it wrapped in paper that says mix1041.com, vote for me?
Oh, you got to see me on the truck. Today we're at Hanscom. I do a lot for the military. I'm an Army guy. Carson, you were an Army guy, right?
Hoorah! Mm-hmm. Death from above.
Hoorah! I was 11 Bravo and 88 Mike. But yeah, so I get everybody on the truck. And
he was an infantryman and a truck driver.
Yeah, and I used to drive my commander. I was in for 10 years and never made it past E4 for some reason, but I made corporal so I could be a driver, and I used to eat good. But anyway, we do
most people make it to E4 in about 24 months.
Right, it took me 10 years. I was still in E4, but they made me corporal because of the job I had, you know, But I've just been talking to people about it. They like it. I'm on the Dom's truck all the time. You know, like I said, I'm at Dom's right now getting some sausage and steak tips for today. But a lot of people, they say, hey, you're the guy from the Townie Madness, you know?
Yes.
Like, yeah, so I'm – but I got my sister on it. My sister's, like, trolling everybody. So she's a Boston girl, so –
Well, yeah. I just love both of you. I love meeting all 4 of you. I love meeting all 16 of you. This has been just such a wonderful thing, and I wish you both the best of luck.
Townies have the best personalities, Kennedy.
I mean.
Well, here's the deal. I'm going to throw this out there, right? Whoever wins, like I said, I don't know who's going to win this thing, but whoever wins, if you guys want to get together, I'll bring the Dom's truck down.
Yes.
We'll have steak tips, sausage.
Yes.
I'll even throw on some lamb tips. I'm going to do lamb tips today, I think. I'm looking at the lamb tips. I think I'm going to throw those on the truck today. But we'll do lambs.
I can be bribed, Kennedy. Like
Dave,
said.
How do you feel about Donnie bribing the competition?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Even if I don't win, Dave, I'll feed you, brother. You know, I don't know if you drink Guinness or you're a Bud Light guy. I'm kind of a Guinness guy. It took me like 5 years to get there to drink that stuff. But now I can't. I got the whole thing in the house. I try to get the firefighters when they're driving by because they like Guinness. But my ADHD is in full effect.
He doesn't even
really?
Leave.
Okay. I hadn't noticed, Donnie.
Okay, I got to take control of the show again. Donnie and Dave have taken over.
Wow. It's
I would listen to that.
All day long.
Donnie and Dave on the radio.
Donnie and Dave in the morning?
Please, yes.
Or just please read some audiobooks for me so that I can listen on my way home.
All right, if you want to vote for Donnie from Boston or you want to vote for Dave from Rossi, go to mix1041.com. Guys, thank you,
thank you so much
for being a part of Townie Madness. Oh, we are attempting to find Boston's best accent. You have until midnight to vote for either Donnie or Dave or Michelle or David. And then tomorrow we announce the Townie 2.
We do indeed.
Again, we will announce the Townie 2 tomorrow. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. We are streaming on the Odyssey app, and we are on the precipice of opening day weekend at Fenway Park, Kennedy, for the Red Sox. And I know you love some day baseball.
I'm an opening day girly. I go every single year. Mm-hmm. It is a vibe for me.
Yeah, you sit in the cool seats, too. You're up on the Monster.
I go with my group of friends that I've been going with. I've been going to opening day since forever, since we moved here.
Right.
But it just started this, like, last 5 years or so. I go with my friends every year. We wear stupid hats, and we get to be up there when they unfurl the flag. It's really cool to watch. And I'm just stoked. I dress for every occasion because it could be freezing cold, and then the sun is burning my face, so I'm prepared for all things.
All right.
And so, I get made fun of hard.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give away a pair of tickets if you want to try and call in right now to win. 617-655-1234. You got to get three of these correct to win the tickets. You get one wrong, you're out. We move on to the next person. Dan's been in there feverishly playing the organ this morning.
Yep.
He has aspirations of being an organist at a professional ballpark.
I have very dexterous fingers.
He's amazing on the organ, Kennedy. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to play a song for you on organ, and it's a famous song. Let's see if you can recognize it. Something you might hear at the ballpark on opening day. Take a listen, Kennedy.
That took a second.
That's a hard one, right?
Yes. You didn't know I could play the organ, did you?
Dan, you're a Renaissance man.
Dan can do it all. Again, you got to get three right in order to win. You get one wrong and you're out. Get it? See what I did there? You're out. You're out. Annabelle's from Walpole. Good morning, Annabelle.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Do you want to go to the Fenway Park on Sunday? See the Red Sox? Of course you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you got to get three of these.
Awesome.
Right. Take a listen to this song on the organ. All right, name that song.
Whoa. What? I don't know. That doesn't sound like a contemporary song. I have no idea. I'm sorry.
You're out.
That was supposed to be the softball.
You're out.
These are not easy.
No, it's hard.
Okay, let's see. Let's see who do I have here. I believe I have Rebecca from Bridgewater. Yes?
Yes.
All right, I'll play it for you one more time. Take a listen. Name that song.
Is it Can't Stop Believing?
Can't Stop Believing?
Believing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going to move on. I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Joel, is that right? From North Andover?
Joel. Yep.
Joel. Good morning, Joel.
Joel.
Sorry.
That's good morning,
Joel of your fancy.
It was spelled with two L's in my notes. I thought it was Joel. My apologies, Joel. Did you recognize that song?
Don't. Stop Believing?
Hey, there it is.
You guys are making me nervous.
Yes. All right, that is one down.
Good job, Joel.
Joel. J is silent.
You gotta get Ari right. Here's the next one. Take a listen.
You're really good on the organ, Dan. All right, name that one.
Can I hear it again or no?
No. Bye, Joelle. Christine is from North Andover. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Did you hear that one? Did you recognize it?
I did, and I'm like, oh, crap.
You didn't recognize it? You don't know it?
I want to say Umbrella.
Oh, I want to say...
That's not even close.
That is not right. All right, good morning, Mix 104.1. Who is this?
My name is Bob.
Hey, Bob. Did you recognize that one?
What one?
Take a listen. These are hard, Dan.
I mean, there's not easy organ music, man. I don't know what to do. They're not, like, deep cut songs.
I want to sing along. It's hard not to sing along to it. All right. What do you got for us, Bob?
I got nothing.
Thank you for your time, Bob.
Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
My name's Kenna. I know it. It's Despacito.
Yeah, that is correct. Now, you heard the first one, right? What was the title of the first one?
Don't Stop Believing.
Okay, that is right.
Despacito.
Yeah, all right, now good. Here comes the third
You're
one.
You're joking.
No, we got to get to it, Kennedy. Okay. We said you got to get three. Can you name that song?
I knew it.
Hear it one more time. Is it Lady Gaga?
Oh, no. You're out. Goodbye. What do we do, Kennedy? What do you want to do?
I mean, there's nothing we can do.
We're almost out of time. I know. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
I'm trying to get on the show if it's not too late.
We're on the show.
It's not too late. You're on. Did you get the first one? What was it?
Don't Stop Believing.
All right. The second one. What was the second one?
Despacito.
Yeah. And what was the third one?
Eye of the Tiger, baby.
Yeah! Let's go!
I don't know who you are, but marry me. Thank you.
Kennedy, I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I know.
I thought they were easy. These guys don't know.
I'm telling you, man. I thought they were kind of easy, too. Now, what's your name?
This is Chef Drew over at the Lobster Trap, baby.
Yay!
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go. You got yourself a pair of tickets for opening day weekend at Fenway Park. You're going to be there on Sunday, okay? You're going to be there Sunday, April 6th, to see the Red Sox St. Louis Cardinals all weekend, I believe. Is that correct,
That's
Dan?
Correct.
Oh, that is thoroughly. What's up? Thanks, guys.
All right. We love you. How about that?
We can't go through this again. Don't hang up.
Oh, the Lobster Trap coming through big time, saving the day again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Becky from Seacom.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Becky?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
There goes Kennedy. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than her and you win yourself the $100. She is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Becky, are you ready?
I am ready.
Hans Christian Andersen was born today. You say Hans or Hans?
Hans.
Hans, yes. I feel like you say it like that.
Hans Christian Andersen sounds very American.
Hans Christian Andersen was born in today in 1805. He wrote The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Duckling, Thumbelina, and many others. What does the ugly duckling turn into?
A swan.
Question number two. Meghan Trainor has admitted to using Mounjaro to lose weight. Where in Massachusetts is Meghan Trainor from?
Boston.
Question number three. Chelsea Handler says she stopped posting topless photos because her nephews asked her to, quote, "I don't want to humiliate them, you know. I don't want to be like a joke." Chelsea had a late night talk show on E! For 7 years. What was it called?
Chelsea Lately.
Question number four. Creed's reunion tour is going so well, they've added more dates.
Let's go.
Finish the lyric from Creed's biggest song, Higher. Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place with blank?
I know every word to that song, and suddenly I can't remember anything.
Well, he's not exactly Scott Stapp, so.
Question number five. Glenn Powell's mom shut down dating rumors between her son and Sydney Sweeney amid Sweeney calling off her engagement. Powell's mom says they are definitely not together. They did star in a movie together, though. What is it called?
Twisters?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What's going on at Seekonk nowadays?
Not a whole lot.
No?
It's a nice quiet town. We like it there.
Yeah. You're right on the water there, right?
Sort of. Yeah. Where I am in Seekonk, we're closer to like the Rhode Island line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Spent a lot of time down there playing lacrosse. My second favorite city in all of the land, Dan.
Yeah, you never stop talking about Seekonk.
Nope. Kennedy, welcome back. Becky got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready to quit, Kennedy?
Yeah, no.
You are?
Oh, of course not.
Had her tripped up there for a minute, Dan.
What would we do if she did quit?
Leave with her. Follow her right out the door.
Well, there goes the moneymaker.
Hans Christian Andersen was born today in 1805. He wrote The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Duckling, Thumbelina, and many, many, many more. What does The Ugly Duckling turn into?
A swan.
A beautiful swan at that, Kennedy. Tied at one, question number two. Meghan Trainor has admitted to using Mounjaro to lose weight. Where in Massachusetts is Trainor from?
Nantucket.
Mounjaro, is that some sort of new training regiment?
No,
it's a weight loss drug.
It's a weight loss drug.
Oh, is it like the...
it's like Ozempic.
Ozempic, that's the one I've heard of.
Different whatever, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to mind their business about what people are doing.
She can do whatever she likes.
She can do whatever she likes. 2-1, question number three. Chelsea Handler says she stopped posting topless photos because her nephews asked her to. Chelsea had a late night talk show on E! For 7 years. What was it called?
Chelsea Lately.
3-2. Creed's reunion tour is going so well, they've added more dates, Kennedy.
Because the music's good, I don't care who you are.
Yeah, it's Creed and Nickelback, right?
I don't know if the whole tour is that.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were doing some kind of thing together, but I don't think it's this.
Finish the lyric from Creed's biggest song, Higher, Kennedy.
Okay.
Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher to a place with blank?
To a place where... With Golden Streets?
4-2, question number five. Glenn Powell's mom shut down dating rumors between her son and Sydney Sweeney. Sweeney among Sweeney calling off her engagement. I'm sure Glenn is so happy about his mom commenting about his love life. She says they are definitely not together. They did star in a movie together, though. What was it called?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a cute movie. Anyone but you. They had chemistry. They had some chemistry.
Yeah, that's the whole reason that this is the problem.
Yeah.
Because she was going to be married and now she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And him too. It's just, yeah, there's a lot.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Becky, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $100 gift card courtesy of Owns the Never Ever Mets. Friday nights on Own are on fire. The new season of the Never Ever Mets is here starting April 4th at 8. It's on OWN, and you can set your DVR right now to watch it so you enjoy that $100 gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Becky from Seacock. This is like my fourth time playing. I'm shameful, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, of course, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Kennedy, say hey to Rob from Melrose.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Rob?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
You know, the last person to defeat her for $1,000, also named Rob.
I'm hopeful.
That would be amazing.
She only loses to Rob's.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer them. You answer all more right. correctly than Kennedy. You could win. You're going to win $1,000. Okay, Rob?
I'm going to win.
If you tie or get less than Kennedy, you just get our congratulations for making it through.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Also good. I am ready.
All right. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's about to happen. Question number one. Dave Coulier is cancer-free. Of course, he most notably starred on which classic sitcom?
Full House.
Jenny McCarthy says she almost died when she went vegan. Now she's on a carnivore diet. Who is she married to?
I'm sorry, what was her name again?
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, she married to Donnie Wahlberg.
Jason Momoa will be back in Dune 3, even though he died in the first movie.
Spoiler alert.
If you've read the books, you know how that's possible. Who were the two lead actors in Dune 2?
Dune 2, Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya.
Question number four. Which artist released the song Bad Romance in 2009?
Lady Gaga.
And question number five. Can you tell me which designer did Anne Hathaway's character wear to the gala in The Devil Wears Prada? Need an answer.
Balenciaga.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Whew, how you feeling now? You can breathe, Rob. You can breathe.
I'm trying.
Overall, you did quite well.
Yeah, you did great. Kennedy, thank welcome you. Back.
Hi.
Rob from Melrose got 4 out of 5.
Ooh. All right.
All right.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yep.
Question number one. Dave Coulier is cancer-free. Of course, he most notably starred on which classic sitcom?
Full House.
It's okay to call that a classic sitcom, right?
Yes. I think it came out in the 80s. That's definitely a classic sitcom.
Tied to one, question number two. Jenny McCarthy says she almost died when she went vegan. Now she's on a carnivore diet. Who is she married to?
Donnie Wahlberg.
Tied at 2. Jason Momoa will be back in Dune 3, even though he died in the first movie.
Spoiler alert!
You and me, kid.
If you've read the books, you know how that's possible, Kennedy. And we've all read the books, right? Who were the two lead actors in Dune 2?
Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya.
Dune 2 was so freaking good, if you haven't seen it.
The best.
I still can't get
through. Yeah, it was.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Kennedy, which artist released the song Bad Romance in 2009?
Lady Gaga.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Which designer did Anne Hathaway's character wear to the gala in The Devil Wears Prada?
Would Prada be too obvious? Dior.
Kennedy. It was Valentina.
Of course.
Everybody.
It was very classic Valentina.
Yes, classic Valentina.
Sure.
4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Rob, I'm sorry. You don't get the cash, but...
We had a good time.
We did have a great
time. It was fun. I had a great time. It was great to talk to you. I'm Rob from Melrose, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Look at Bob. Man knows the rules.
You look man. At that.
I hate to give him the horn. But we got to
get the horn.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.